How you guys doing? This is Mike, your host for Working Class Thought. So, as you know, I had to put up a disclaimer on my homepage on Anchor. If you've been following my show, then my homepage for my podcast is on Anchor. And had to put a disclaimer on there saying we'll be back in 1 to 2 weeks. I've already got some questions about that. Here's a simple answer for you. A good friend of mine, he runs his own show on YouTube. He was speaking in general the other night. And he made a really good point. Whenever you're on social media, or if you got your show, whatever. He made a good point. Now, he wasn't directly talking to me. He wasn't directly talking to anyone. He was just saying in general. So, let me just put it like this. I did put a disclaimer for 1 to 2 weeks to show me back. The reasoning why is, all I'm going to say is, I've been going through a lot of personal shit. And you know, sometimes in this great big world of ours, sometimes life likes to do something. It likes to throw you a curveball. Now, you got a couple options. Either one, you could stare at it and get hit in the head with the curveball, right? Or you could try to dodge it and let it hit the ground. You let the ball hit the ground. You drop the ball. You see the metaphor there? Or you could do what I do, which is stare it down and hit that motherfucker out of the ballpark. And that's kind of what I did. Now, I am the first to admit nobody is perfect and nobody is stronger than anybody else. Well, there might be some people out there, but I believe that with the determination, willpower, and mindset, you'd be surprised what the human body is capable of doing. Now, granted, you're not going to be able to take someone that, you know, 118 pounds, lifting something, somebody that weighs like 300 pounds is going to be able to lift. That's just not plausible. So, anyways, moving on. So with that said, I was not absent. I might have had some dead air. Now, I have been researching 2 episodes. Now, if you remember the last podcast I did when I said I have 4 episodes I promised people that I have to do. Now, all 4 episodes are different. I made promises to different people about these different episodes. Now, I have to get these done. Now, with that said, 2 of those episodes are written out. The 3rd one is 1/4 of the way started, and I'm hoping to get done with the 4th one. Basically, the 3rd and the 4th one, I'm hoping to get done with by the end of this week or by the middle of next week. I believe that's very doable. So, what that means is, by the end of next week, I'll hit that deadline that I put. Working Class Thoughts will be officially in motion, in full gear, full throttle, releasing those episodes, and we already got more coming. So, with that said, a little bit of tidbit about where my mind's been going to. As you know, I'm notorious for doing this. So, here's where it's been going to. Now, we got 2020 coming up. Now, that may not sound like that big of a deal to a lot of people. That's a big deal to me. Now, to answer another question I had, am I a Republican? Yes, I am a Republican. Did I vote for Donald Trump? Yes, I did. Do I think I'm going to vote for him again? These are different questions I was asked. Now, the 3rd one's a little bit tricky. Now, here's where I stand. If we don't have a better candidate come forward by the deadline, I would say there's a high probability chance I'm going to re-vote for Donald Trump. Now, as of right now, this is based on the candidates that are running. Okay? That's what it's based on. Now, I'm one of those people that, yes, I am Republican. Now, I will put it like this. There are some issues that last year, when the last time I was voting, there are some issues that my party stated and I voted against. Now, the reason why I'm like that is because, well, I like to have a well-rounded opinion about it. And part of that well-roundedness is the willingness to learn the whole picture. What that means is, yes, I'm a loyalist by nature. I'm also very far from naive. I'm going to look at the whole scope. I'm going to look at the whole big picture. And this is something else I'm notorious for. I don't look at the short term. I look at the long term. And this is what got me in trouble before, is I've been paying attention globally because a lot of people with this election, all you hear is, we got to get him out of office. We got to get him out of office. That's all you hear repeatedly over and over. It's like a broken record. It's just, and just keep repeating itself, you know? And it gets that certain pitch level where you just want to take the record and break it against the wall like Stewie and Brian did on Family Guy with that one record, The Bird is a Word. It's kind of like that, you know? Now, why am I stating it like that? Well, for a very good reason. For a very, very good reason. Now, I've been asked by certain people, coworkers included, at different points, how do I feel about his decision about this? How do I feel about his decision about that? And I'm going to answer truthfully. Now, here's the thing. I believe most of what Trump has been trying to do is for the benefit of our country. If you really look at the underlining, the brass tacks of it, Trump's problem isn't ideas. Trump's problem is the way he presents the ideas, okay? Now, when he was running, I knew that he's going to say some crazy shit. That's just what it is. There's no other way to really look at it. You know what I mean? Furthermore, let me state this fact that a lot of people don't realize. I don't know if they're not teaching it in a civics class anymore. But the president only has three powers that he can exercise. Everything else has to be voted on either, i.e., by Congress or by the Senate or by the people. Other than that, he only has three powers. So that means most of the shit that you guys are running around here, bellyaching about, making Facebook posts about, going on Instagram, making these videos about, you guys are making a jackass out of yourself because you're blaming Trump for it. But really, it was these other guys that's involved with it that you never put two to two together. You look at the figurehead because that's what he is. He's a figurehead. You know what I mean? You know, he's one of the biggest pieces on the chessboard. So, to recap on that question, if I have to choose between Ortiz and Trump, Trump, definitely, all the way. No, I do not think Michelle is going to be running again. I've heard whispers of it. I don't think that she's going to be running. I just don't see that as a likelihood. What I will say, though, is there is two African-American ladies coming out of L.A. now, and I'm not too fond of them. And I'm not too fond of them based on the fact that they are very strong supporters of Black Lives Matter. They're extremely strong supporters of the new Black Panther Party. Both of those things combined are reasons where, as far as I'm concerned, no. One, you should be running in politics. And two, you should just go work somewhere and just vanish. You know what I mean? Because both those groups are tied to some very extremist shit. And I wouldn't, if I was involved in politics, there's no way I would admit ties to them whatsoever, because that would be far damaging before you even come out of left field. You know what I mean? Before you even step all the way on that field, people are already like, yep, there he goes, right there. You get what I'm saying? So these are factors that you really got to ask yourself. You really got to look at it all. Now, I'm doing this very calmly, so I'm not used to doing stuff at nighttime. Normally, my show runs in the morning time. This afternoon when I got home, I was going through some emails and I decided to address a couple things. So with that said, no, I will not explain what happened. What I will say is those episodes are coming forward and I just answered the political part of it. Now, why am I talking about the political part of it? Because there are some people that listen to it that know I have dropped hints that I will be doing some political podcasts coming up. I do not want you to misinterpret my good intentions with this. Now, with that said, I am not going to do a podcast via all the way pro-Republican gung-ho. I will not do a podcast via gung-ho Democratic. One, I'm not Democratic, I'm Republican, but I will not do that either. I'm just giving a categorization of the reason why. I don't believe that's the right way to go. Now, my show, Working Class Thoughts, is designed to be more of an educational show. It's more of the anthropology and social aspects of different subjects that we're going to cover. I believe that politics can really much tie into that. The actual field where it would tie into is called political science. And political science is a science that's based on sociology. It's a very broad, loose term for one type of science. And that science is basically sociology, an upterm of politicalness. Now, it goes farther than that. I'm not going to get into an educational debate about it because I know it goes farther than that. But that is just the short way of saying it. And that's what I do here. So, That's going to be that. I'm going to do one on the history of the political parties and where they come from. The reason why I decided to do one on the history of the political parties, now I'm not even going to give you a time estimate to when that's going to be. I keep getting my, you know, foot caught in my mouth at that. What I will say is it will be coming. And the reason why I decided to do one on the history of the three predominant political parties, and I'm not sure if you know what those are. The three predominant political parties are Republican, Democrat, and Liberal. That's your three predominant ones. Now, you have other ones that are kind of like miscellaneous. It's kind of like fear in a party. They're kind of like up against the wall somewhere in the dark. Now, they're there, but, you know, they kind of don't make a big splash kind of thing. But we're going to talk about the history of the three predominant parties, where they stem from. The reason why is I was thinking about it. I said, you know, if you go in to vote and you have an understanding of where your political party that you're supporting, that you say that you're an affiliate of, that you're supporting, if you have an understanding of where those political parties define from, where they were born from, what concepts that they came from, and what throughout history they commonly have stayed on the same stance for. What that means is they might have bellowed, meaning they kind of like swing this way or that way, but there's some crucial issues that all three of those political parties, there's some crucial issues that they notoriously back up and they never back down from. It's just part of who they are. It's part of where they were come from. It's part of what they're proud of. They're not going to back down from it. And that's going to be some of the topics that I'm going to be going over when I do those episodes. Because I think that if you have an understanding of where your political affiliation came from, you basically have a better understanding of if they're lying to you and what they're really saying. Okay, so that's kind of a big Easter egg that I just gave you. Okay, if you put it all together, what I just gave you is a really big Easter egg for what I'm saying. There's certain things that each one of these three political parties throughout history have either been against or been very pro for, and they never back down from those things. Now, they might shape it or word it in a different way to sound more appealing to the general audience. Now, with that said, it doesn't necessarily mean that they changed their mind or backed up for their opinion. It just means we're going to word it this way to sound more appealing to the general consistence or the general population. Sorry. That's what that means. It doesn't necessarily mean that they changed their ways. It just means they reworded it. The other thing that we're going to be tackling here on Working Class Thoughts is democratic socialism. Now, why am I so against Ortez? The short version, I kind of chuckle a little bit. The short version of why I'm so against Ortez is because she's running underneath democratic socialism. Now, if you're a history buff and you studied the Cold War, you studied socialism, Marxism, socialism, if you studied all that, you will quickly learn, or you should know already, that back in the middle 70s, towards the late 70s, socialists changed their terminology. And what they were doing was making themselves sound more appealing to the general world populace, okay? What that means is, because of the events of what happened in the Cold War, during that time period, when people heard the word socialist, they automatically jumped to communist. And from communist, they automatically judged to you should die. So what happened was they got together and they started going over the books and they reworded it. Now, one of the words that they toyed around with, and I can't say it's new because it's not. It was formulated back in the later 70s. It became more official around the early 80s. And it's been loosely thrown around since then. Ortez is running on it. And what that is democratic socialism. So all they did was they took a bad taboo word and they put democratic in the front of it. Now, it doesn't take a genius to put two to two together why they would choose the word democratic in front of socialism. The reason why is subconsciously, majority of people, I'm not talking about myself, I'm not necessarily talking about you or the person you're sitting next to or whoever. I'm talking in generalization here. The general populace of people, when they hear the word democratic, it loosens their feelings towards the subject that they're hearing. Okay, so what that means is they hear democratic before they hear socialism, and because they heard democratic, they're more prone to listen to what they're saying without being biased because they heard the word democratic. Now, it may not sound that ideal. It may not sound that perfect, but it really is, because that word democratic alone loosens the feeling that people have, okay? It's like you could throw out that term democratic, and no matter where you are in the world, as soon as they hear that word democratic, it's like all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we're going to listen to what the good guys are saying. And the reason for this is throughout centuries, that's been the U.S. beckoning call. Democracy. Democratic is a long version of democracy. It means having a nation within a democracy. Now, that's what the Democrats claim that they're running on is democracy. We're going to get into all that in an episode. I could do it right now, but I'm not going to. And then when we're done with that, we're going to steer class and we're going to keep moving forward. I'm going to back up a little bit and we're going to go right back into the subjects that we did. Now, earlier when I did the religion podcast, religious/occult podcast, I stated that at some point I'm going to be touching basis on the history of these societies that formulated these religions. And if you remember, the reason why I said that is kind of the same reason why I want to do one on the history of the political parties. It's because if you're going to be involved in religion, it's better to understand the concepts of where your religion was founded from the very ground up. If you're studying it from the ground up, meaning from the very bottom, and you're looking at it to where it is right now, the tallest pillar, because you're looking at it from down and growing up, you're going to be able to see all the things that came and transpired from that. So I believe that you have to have an understanding of the cultures that these religions came from to have an understanding of the religion. Now that we have an understanding of the religion, we can move on to the cultures and have an understanding of where the cultures came from and what derived from the religions that those cultures practice. So these are all things that we're going to be going into over the next couple of months. So with all that said, I know it's been a struggle. And I do apologize to those couple fans that have been upset. Like I said, man, as much as I want to, I'm not going to get into the personal reasons behind why I had dead air for a minute. All I'm going to say is I have a regular 9-to-5 job in the family. So just bear with me because they're going to come out. I'm gung ho and refocused. I just had to go to the bottom, man, to look at the top and see where I want to go and jump on that scale and start making a move up, you know, and that's what we're doing. So we're going to start moving forward with the show. We're going to see going forward. So just know that those four episodes, I wanted to do this special tonight to address those issues. Yes, those four episodes are coming. That's the whole point of why I did this. The political commentary part of it, I want you to keep in mind that Working Class Thoughts is a show. When I formulated it, it's not a political commentary talk show. What that said is, there's other ways to talk about the politics to understand what we're going into with the election. Now, I'm naturally not just going to not talk about politics, okay? I'm just not. That's part of sociology, in my opinion. They kind of go hand in hand. But I'm not just going to solely focus on that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to solely focus on one person. We're going to look at the broader spectrum here. We're going to look at the broader picture to have an understanding. So I want to really focus on understanding. When we get into this section of politics, I really want you to understand that we're going to be looking at it from a whole different lens than what you've been presented to, okay? The lens that I'm choosing to use is something that when I was growing up, we would have went into is civics to learn it. I don't know what happened. I really don't. Because you have this one-sided lens now, and that's a problem. So we're going to look at it from that. We're going to look at it from a whole different lens. We're going to look at it from a more in-depth lens. Let me put it like that. I don't wear glasses, so I'm assuming width. But we're going to be looking at it through a lot deeper of a lens to come to that conclusion. Now, when that's done, we're going to go right back into where Working Class left off at. So just expecting some changes coming to the show. It's going to be kind of bumpy. Stay along. The ride's only going to get smoother. So with that said, Apologize about this one not being as formulated as what my shows normally are. I know they're normally well-structured and well more formulated than what this is, and I do apologize about that. This has just been kind of a beer night. I'm actually sitting back having a cold beer right now. And like I said, I was going over emails and decided to address a couple of issues. So, like I said, this has been Mike for Working Class Thoughts. Stay tuned. By the end of next week, those four episodes should be coming out. I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure that happens. Trust me, I will be. And as soon as those are done, we're going right into high speed, and then we're going to get off that high speed chain because it's going to be kind of bumpy. And then as soon as it starts getting too bumpy, we're going to pull that train up back. We're going to get it on a smooth track, and it's smooth sailing all the way home, and we're just going to keep cranking them out. Again, this has been Mike from Working Class Thoughts. I appreciate everybody still listening. Stay tuned. The next episodes are just going to get better, and they're going to get better. I had to take a minute out, a time out, to make sure that happened. I'll be honest with y'all. I thought it was starting to get mundane, so I decided that I need to restructure myself so I can restructure my show. So just expect good things coming your way. It's going to get better and better. That I can't promise you. That I can definitely promise you. So stay tuned. We're going to keep pumping out these new episodes. Anyway, this has been Mike for Working Class Thoughts. Everybody have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.